You might not want to say to the family, I'm sorry he died. You might say,
sorry he passed away.
Or any crude terms children use. Say that old miser down the road.
Oh, kick the bucket, I guess. Yes.
And if you didn't know the cause of someone's death, you might say, I don't know what he died.
We'd say from or of.
Okay, say the whole thing.
I don't know what he died with, is what we would have said when I was growing up.
That's fine. We always said that. The place where a person's buried is a...
cemetery, graveyard.
All right, is there a difference between those two?
As far as I know, there isn't.
All right. And the box that a body is placed in is a...
a casket, coffin.
Okay, is there a difference between those two?
I think there must be. When I was growing up, seldom did one see a bought casket.
Mm-hmm.
I guess all the funerals I attended mostly were funerals of tenant farmers' children or something like that. And a person in the community just made a coffin out of lumber and covered it with a gray cotton material.
I see.
And it was called a coffin. But and I don't know that one that is bought, you know, a casket.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's a differentiation, but
that's
what it means to me. A coffin is a homemade.
And after the ceremony is called after a person dies is a.
The funeral.
Yeah, and the family is whereas they're in black. You say the family's in.
In mourning.
All right, and if someone is troubled by something, you say everything will be all right. Don't
grieve. Don't worry.
And just you have pains in the joints, you might have
rheumatism or arthritis.
Okay, and the disease that killed a lot of children around the turn of the century, especially when they
diphtheria.
Yeah, and a this causes a yellowing of the
jaundice.
All right, and if you have pain down the right side, you might be having an attack of
angina.
Or
is that it? Heart attack?
No.
The right side?
Down here. Down in.
Oh. Phlebitis?
Appendicitis. Sure.
Yeah.
And you can't keep something down, you might.
Vomit.
All right. And
throw
then,
up.
Now, which of those is cruder in your mind? Which of those
throw up.
Is cruder than vomit?
Mm-hmm.
And if a person can't keep food down, you'd say he is sick.
Sick at his stomach.
All right. And a young man is seeing a lot of a girl before he's married, you'd say he is.
Courting her.
Okay, and then
dating.
All right, she is his
sweetheart,
and he is her.
Both.
All right, and if they were all set to be married, but she decided against it, you'd say she
jilted him.
All right, and then, but if she didn't, so they went ahead and got
married.
And a noisy serenade after a wedding.
A shivery.
Okay, now those were did they shivery you when you were married?
No, but not many years before.
Huh.
They were doing it.
Up until in the 20s, they were still.
Mm-hmm. And in the 30s, I think.
In the 30s, okay. Now, if everybody was, there was, let's say there were some people at a, there was a party in town, and he said, there was a big party in town, and he said the police had to go down there and arrest the bunch of them. The whole, which, I mean, not part of them, you'd say that.
The whole group?
Okay. Now, what might you use instead of group? That's just the idea.
Let's see. Oh. And rest of the whole?
Maybe something like mob or gang? Or
whole gang.
Okay, when music plays, people get out on the floor and
dance.
And a little boy was supposed to be in school, but he didn't attend. Say he
played hooky.
Okay, and if a person goes to school in order to get a good
education,
gets out of high school, he goes on to
college,
and gets out of kindergarten, he goes into the
elementary school
first